Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. I just want to start off with a noted passing in the Ottawa music scene this past week. Brian Murphy, better known to many as Murph, passed away after a lengthy illness. He will be remembered by many, many people, both in and around Ottawa and I think around the world, as being someone who was a fountain of musical knowledge. He had a great jazz and blues show over at Shea FM for Shea 106 for many, many years. And I'd like to dedicate this entire show to the memory of Brian Murphy. We're going to start off where we left off last week, and that's music from Shirley Horn. We're going to go back to a period in her career when she was recording for Mercury Records back in the early 60s. And we're going to listen to her version of Mac the Knife.
Oh, the shark has pretty teeth, dear. And he shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has Mac Heath, dear, and he keeps it out of sight. When the shark bites with his teeth, dear, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, where's Mac Heath, dear? So there's not a trace of red. On the sidewalk Sunday morning lies a body oozing life. Someone sneaking round the corner. Is that someone? Mac the Knife. From a tugboat by the river, a cement bag's dropping down. The cement's just for the weight, dear. Bet you Mackie's back in town. Louis Miller disappeared, dear, after drawing out his cash. And Mackie spends like a sailor. Did our boy do something right? Suki Tawdry, Jenny Diver, Sister Sadie, Lucy Brown. Oh, the lion forms on the right, dear. Now that Mackie's back in town. Suki Tawdry, Jenny Diver, Sister Sadie, Lucy Brown. Oh, the life forms on the right, dear. Now that Mackie's back in town.
Music from Shirley Horn, starting off this edition of In Transition with her version of Mac the Knife. We're going to listen now to some music from George Benson, and we're going to go back to the late 60s when he recorded an excellent album of Beatles covers. Now, just 3 weeks after the U.S. release of the Beatles' swan song, Abbey Road, Creed Taylor ushered Benson into the studio to begin a remarkably successful pop jazz translation of the record, complete with a parody of the famous cover showing George with guitar crossing an eastern urban street. Now, Don Sobieski's arrangements roam freely from Baroque strings to a full-throated big band, and Freddie Hubbard, Sonny Fortune, and Hubert Laws get some worthy solo space as well. So let's listen to George Benson in, I think it was 1969, 68 or 69 when this album was released. Let's listen to his version of Oh Darling.
Oh darling, please believe me, I'll never do you no harm. Believe me when I tell you, I'll never do you no harm. Oh, darling, if you leave me, I'll never make it alone. Believe me when I tell you, don't ever leave me alone. When you told me you didn't need me anymore, you know I nearly broke down and cried. When you told me you didn't need me anymore, I nearly broke down and died. Yeah, oh darling, if you leave me, I'll never make it alone. Believe me when I tell you, I'll never do you no harm.
You got your dial locked.
Locked.
On CHUO 89.1 FM.
That was music from the René Sandoval Four, featuring Fredrik Kronqvist on alto sax, Loic de Quitte on piano, John Arnold on drums, and on bass we had René Sandoval, and that's from his album Action Reaction. Just before that, we heard the Tin Hat Trio from their album The Rodeo Eroded, and a tune called Nickel Mountain, and we started off with George Benson from his album The Other Side of Abbey Road. We heard Oh Darling. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, coming to you from the University of Ottawa at 89.1 on your FM dial. And we're also streaming live over the internet at www.chuo.fm. We're going to listen now to some music from Duke Ellington. Now, Ellington was stuck with a recording band during 1943, and regular bookings to maintain his big band were getting more difficult to put together. So the band leader accepted an extended gig at the Hurricane in New York City, often broadcasting 3 to 4 times a week in half-hour segments. Now, although these shows have the added distraction of an announcer who talks over the introduction to most of the songs, the sound quality and balance is excellent. And I know the first time that I heard these, I couldn't believe how good and how focused the recordings were for 1943. The sound is open and really direct, really in your face, as only Ellington can project with his big band. So we're going to listen to some of the recordings that were made during this spectacular appearance at the Hurricane in New York City. We're going to start off with a track called Main Stem. And in this next set, we're also going to feature another track from the same occasion, 1943, called Could It Be You? Now, sandwiched in between those two pieces, I'm going to throw in some Wes Montgomery. This is Wes Montgomery from November of 1963, recorded at Georgie's Jazz Club in St. Louis, Missouri, featuring Montgomery on guitar, Billy Taylor on piano, Ben Tucker on bass, and Grady Tate is on drums. And we're going to hear a tune from them called The More I See You. But before we get to Wes Montgomery, let's start off with Duke Ellington. We'll go back to 1943 and listen to Main Stem.
So now we're reaching for some high rhythm. No transfers allowed. Duke Ellington and Altitude. Superman on that altitude business.
Live Rush. It's the National Arts Center low-cost, last-minute ticket program for students only. The best in live music, theater, and dance. At $10 a ticket, it's a steal. If you're a full-time student, ages 13 to 29, this program is for you. Visit our website at liverush.ca and become a member today. Low-cost, last-minute tickets. It's that simple. Pick up your 2005-2006 Live Rush membership card at the CHUO station studio. CHUO is a sponsor of the NAC's Live Rush program.
Here's one you'll remember, played for you by the Duke now. Could it be you? Coast to Coast, Mutual is presenting music is played for you by Duke Ellington and his orchestra in a program that comes to you from the Hurricane, 49th Street and Broadway in New York City.
Well, there you have it, a little sample of what Duke Ellington was doing in 1943 at the Hurricane Club in New York City. We're going to hear another track from this session a little later on in the show. Just before that, we heard some Wes Montgomery with his version of The More I See You. And actually, the last track that we just heard was Could It Be You by Duke Ellington. Wes Montgomery with The More I See You. And we started off with Altitude by Duke Ellington, also known as Main Stem. We're going to listen now to some beautiful music. Actually, this is one of the finest renditions of Dear Lord that I've ever heard. It's performed by Elvin Jones, the great drummer who passed away last year. This is a great band. Elvin Jones on drums. We have Marcus Roberts on piano and Reginald Veal is on bass. Featured on trumpet, Wynton Marsalis. And he plays beautifully on this rendition of Dear Lord from an album called Elvin Jones, A Love Supreme, Live at the Pit Inn, Tokyo, Japan. Let's listen to John Coltrane's Dear Lord.
Thank you. Kind of a dedication to a great musician of our epoch, Josie Awolowo. This is Josie.
Thank you.
That was music from the John McLaughlin Trio, recorded live at Royal Festival Hall. And we heard a track dedicated to Joe Zawinul. I think it should also be dedicated to Jaco Pistorius, as I heard quite a bit of Jaco in that last track. It was entitled Josie, and it featured on bass Kai Eckhart and on drums and percussion Trilak Gurtu, playing with some engaging interplay of all kinds of tempos. That was a great trio there, John McLaughlin. And right before that, Elvin Jones featuring on trumpet Wynton Marsalis, and a moving version of Dear Lord, and that was taken from an album called Elvin Jones, A Love Supreme, live at Pit Inn in Tokyo, Japan. We're going to go back now to listen to some music from Shirley Horn. And this is from an album that she dedicated to Ray Charles. It's called Light Out of Darkness. And we're going to listen to her lighthearted rendition of Hard-Hearted Hannah.
The vamp of Savannah, the meanest gal in town. Leather is tough, but Hannah's heart is tougher. She's the gal who loves to see men suffer, to tease them, thrill them, torture and kill them is her delight, they say. I saw Hannah at the seashore with a great big pan. There was Hannah pouring water on a drowning man. She's hard-hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, GA. Savannah, GA.
Deutsch is aus Ottawa, the weekly German show with your host, Oswin Lowern. Deutsch is aus Ottawa is light musical entertainment with highlights from the event calendar, Fußball Bundesliga results, and interesting tidbits of useless information. That's the German show, Sunday afternoons at 3 p.m.
From 1985, that was Miles Davis with a track called White, and that was taken from his album Aura, an album that employed a full orchestra and the guitar talents of former Davis collaborator John McLaughlin. Also featured was European bassist Niels Henning Orsted Petersen. Now, Aura's sections are named for the color spectrum. With the addition of white and electric red, the music is an amalgam of classical impressionism, European new music, jazz, rock, electronic, and other genres. I hope you enjoyed that. It's typical Miles Davis around that period. He was still exploring and still trying to discover new sounds and new ways of interpreting the trumpet. Before that, Shirley Horn from her album Light Out of Darkness, we heard Hard-Hearted Hannah. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, coming to you from the University of Ottawa. We're also serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings at 89.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at www.chuo.fm. What Toots Thielemans is to the harmonica, Richard Galliano is to the accordion. One of the most famous and prolific jazz accordionists in the world, we're going to listen to his version of Monk's Ruby My Dear. Now, this features Clarence Penn on drums and Larry Grenadier is on bass. This recording was made in 2004, and it's simply entitled Ruby My Dear. So let's listen to this excellent musician, Richard Galliano. Thank you.
romance is a game for fools, I used to say. A game I thought I'd never play. Romance is a game for fools, I said and grinned. But you passed by, and here I am, throwing caution to the wind. Fools rush in where angels fear to tread. And so I come to you, my love, my heart above my head. Though I see the danger there, if there's a chance for me, then I don't care. Fools rush in where wise men never go, but wise men never fall in love. So how are they to know?
Attractive vocal stylings of Stacey Kent. That was taken from her debut album, Love Is the Tender Trap, featuring on tenor sax Jim Tomlinson, who reminds me quite a bit of Scott Hamilton or Stan Getz. On guitar, we had Colin Oxley. On piano, Dave Newton. Dave Green on bass, and Jeff Hamilton on drums, who Jeff Hamilton has been performing for quite a while with Diana Krall, going on some of her tours and helping her career out quite a bit. Jeff Hamilton has been on the scene for many, many years, having performed years ago with the LA 4, one of my favorite groups of the period. Just before that, Richard Galliano with Ruby My Dear, and that's from his album of the same name. We're going to listen now to vocalist Ron Kaplan. Now, Ron has always been interested in jazz, although he's made his main living outside of music. After graduating from LA Valley College and the University of California, Santa Cruz, Kaplan ran a successful insurance company in Aptos, California, and at the same time, he performed as a jazz vocalist on a part-time basis, gigging often in Santa Cruz. Well, we're going to hear his deep, resonant voice on Swonderful, and this is from his album entitled Saloon.
It's wonderful, it's marvelous that you should care for me. It's awful nice, it's paradise, it's what I love to see. You made my life so glamorous. You can't blame me for feeling amorous. It's wonderful, it's marvelous that you should care for me. I've got rhythm, I've got music, I've got my gal, who could ask for more? I've got daisies in green pastures. I've got my gal, who could ask for more? Old man troubles, I don't mind him, but you won't find him hanging around my door. I've got starlight, I've got sweet dreams, I've got my gal, who could ask for more? Who could ask for more? Rhythm, I got music, I've got my gal, who could ask for anything more? I've got daisies and green pastures, I've got my gal, who could ask for more? Old man troubled, I don't mind him, but you won't find him hanging around my door. I've got starlight, I got sweet dreams, I got my gal, who could ask for anything more? Who could ask for anything more?
New Wellington tune is always an important event in musical circles, and the latest composition by the Duke makes appropriate material for the Ellington pastel period. Here, for the first time, is the Ellington Band's interpretation of his own latest composition and arrangement titled Tonight I Shall Sleep.
This is 89.1 FM.
CHUO.
Your community station. Thank you.
That was a beautiful rendition of Over the Rainbow, played for us by the Rich Haley Trio, and that's taken from Rich's album Objects. And just before that, Duke Ellington, again from the Hurricane Club in New York City. From 1943, we heard Tonight I Shall Sleep. And before that, a Gershwin medley from vocalist Ron Kaplan from his album Saloon. And we heard Swonderful, among other Gershwin classics. We're going to listen now to some music from drummer Pete LaRocca, and this is probably one of the better recordings that he made over his long career. We have Joe Henderson, the great Joe Henderson, on tenor sax. Steve Kuhn is on piano, and one of my favorite bassists of all time, Steve Swallow, is also in for the session. This was recorded for Blue Note Records back on May the 19th, 1965. And the name of the album is entitled Basra. If you have a chance to pick it up, it's well worth it. There's some really, really fine playing on this album. We're going to hear a tune entitled Can Do.
Thank you. in the wee small hours of the morning, while the whole wide world is fast asleep. You lie awake and think about the guy, and never, ever think of counting sheep. When your lonely heart has learned its lesson, you'd be his if only he would call. In the wee small hours of the morning, that's the time you miss him most.
More music from Shirley Horn on In Transition and In the Wee Small Hours of the Morning. And I remember Frank Sinatra making that a very, very popular tune when he was around. That was taken from her album Shirley Horn with Horns. And just before that, drummer Pete LaRocca from his album Basra, we heard Can Do. Well, I think we're going to go for one more number from Shirley Horn. This time we're going to listen to her in a live setting, recorded live at the Monterey Jazz Festival, and she does a great version of I've Got the World on a String.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I've got a song I can sing, I can make the rain go anytime I move my finger. Lucky me, can't you see, I'm in love. Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold a string. I'd be a silly, silly so-and-so if only I could let go. I've got sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I'd be a silly, silly so-and-so if only I could let go. I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world.
For the finest in community radio, this is CHUO-FM 89.1 on your FM dial. Thank you. I love that track. That was Mike DiLorenzo from his latest album entitled Urbanized, and we heard Northern Samba. And just before that, the last from our special from last week on Shirley Horn, that was Shirley live at the Monterey Jazz Festival with I've Got the World on a String. We're going to listen now to another actually great guitarist, one of my favorites. We're going to listen to a 1979 recording of John Abercrombie, and this is from an album that was entitled Straight Flight, and he does an excellent tune called Bessie's Blues, featuring Peter Donald on drums and George Mraz on bass. So let's give a listen to this 1979 gem on In Transition.
We'll be right back.
was a band from Sweden known as Double Standards, and that was taken from their album Volume 1. We heard a track called United, and just before that, John Abercrombie from his excellent album Straight Flight, we heard Bessie's Blues. We're going to go out this afternoon with some music from pianist Michael Pagan and bassist Doug Walter. This is from an album that they made together entitled Duo Etude. Actually, the name of the track is entitled Duo Etude. The name of the album is Duo. So we're going to listen to that track, and then I guess that'll be it for this edition of In Transition.
Thank you.
just listened to some beautiful music from Michael Pagan with Duo Etude. My name is Randy McElligott, and I'll be back next week with some more jazz. Until then, have a great week. And don't forget, coming up at the top of the hour, Oswin with German news, music, and commentary until 5 o'clock this afternoon. Have a great one. Bye for now.